best news.
News has just come in that the struggling country of Zimbabwe has been bought by South Africa and will fully integrate into the country by April the 1st. Zimbabwe's state dictator Robert Mugabe is said to have come to this decision after not being able to afford another palace, as his state currency has become so worthless. The current Zimbabwean capital, Harare, will close down after April the 1st, and it will be turned into farmland for South African farmers. Mugabe is said to be moving into an exclusive freeholding in the Orange Free State, where he will try to climb the social ladder with the local Boers, or whatever they're called. South African officials are struggling with the problem of dismantling the borders between Zimbabwe and South Africa in time for April the 1st. Zimbabwe's democratically elected President Robert Mugabe is with us here in the studio on the phone, but he'll have to wait because we also have a South African border patrolman on the phone as well. So with the fact that the fence is coming down, what is it like now patrolling these open borders between the two countries?
The problem right now is that Zimbabwe and South Africa are still separate countries, and we have been given both the task of taking down the fence and keeping immigrants out until April the 1st at least.
It's an open border though, isn't it? How do you deal with people who are just simply crossing it?
We shoot tranquilizer darts on sight whenever we spot an early immigrant.
Zimbabwe will become Rhodesian Free State on the 1st of April. Wheelbarrow manufacturers who have seen increased sales recently due to their equipment being used to wheel huge quantities of Zimbabwean currency to local shops are said to be devastated by the announcement. The current leader of Zimbabwe and octogenarian Robert Mugabe has just wandered into the studio off the street. He wants to ask a couple of questions. Good afternoon, Mugabe.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
So what is it that made you decide to sell the country?
Well, quite obviously, it is down to the currency. I mean, on average, it takes 4 buckets full of dollar notes just to buy a bucket of Starburst. When I took over the country was and in the 30 years since I've been in power, the country has gone from to...
Well, you know what, Mugabe? I couldn't have put it any better myself.
I was also considering selling Zimbabwe on eBay, but the listing fees would have just been too high for me in reflection, in hindsight. So I let South Africa get us.
Well, thank you very much, Robert Mugabe, for sharing your thoughts on a major, major significant change in the history of Zimbabwe as it gets sold to South Africa with effect from April the 1st. Thank you very much. The security guards will show you out the building now.
I'm just going to ask you, do you want to go to the pub after this?
Do you mean a Zimbabwean thing pub?
Think I'm still the owner of this country. I can get a free beer wherever I want.
Well, in that case, I'm in. As long as you pay and you bring your wheelbarrows with you to make sure that we can afford the drinks.
I didn't say I'd be paying for you.
Best news.